For the injured guys, you know, that bye certainly helped. But
yeah,
just when you guys started to take off offensively, now you got to stop for a week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that a week three bye is the best, but it is what it is. We got through it. You know, we got to go straight through here. But 1 week at a time, I mean, that's really the way you got to look at it. And for the guys that were nicked up a little bit, I mean, that was a great time for it. They were able to rest up, get treatment, get healthy, and get back out here.
Does the advantage go to you? They just got done playing, and you had that week off going into this game?
I mean, always think about that. If, you know, if we play on a Sunday night, then we got to, you know, play on. I mean, I think it's different from a Sunday to a Thursday game than it is from a Monday night to a Sunday night. I think they'll be fresh and ready to go. I mean, I don't really look at it as an advantage or a disadvantage. They're gonna be ready to go. I mean, that's really the only way I look at it. I don't worry about when they played last. I mean, they're gonna be prepared and ready to come in here and try to win a game.
But your bodies are rested though, and they just got done playing.
Yeah, I mean I guess. I mean, I understand that. I just still got to line up and go play. I mean, and that's really what it comes down to. I mean, it's, yeah, we had a bye week and they just played Sunday, but still got to line up and just go play. I mean, it's football. Just go play.
Can you talk a little bit about the job that Lane Taylor has done, stepping in for, you know, all-pro Josh Sitton, and doing a nice job?
Yeah, I think Lane's done a good job. You know, I think he's taken a, you know, there was a big spotlight on him coming into that Jacksonville game, and everybody was watching everything he did. And I thought he's done a good job so far of handling that and handling himself and how he's played on the field, and has just kind of shown how much, you know, preparation he puts in every week and the type of guy he is. So I think he's done a great job. I really think he has.
Brian, I'm sorry if you asked this earlier. Jason Pierre-Paul, what are you seeing from him? You know, last year he dealt with that hand thing. And, you know, what are you seeing from him?
I see the same guy. I really do. He's his movements are very smooth. He doesn't look a whole bunch different than what he did before he had the accident. I mean, to me, he looks very similar to the guy that, you know, before the accident. And that's a credit to him. I mean, he plays the same way. His play style is the same. So he's, he's playing good football right now. That's for sure.
They spent a boatload of money fixing their defense through free agency, Vernon and Harrison, stuff like that. But it seems like, I don't know if this was the intended consequence, but the most immediate impact has been the run defense. It's pretty salty. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's a very good run defense. That front seven does a great job of stopping the run, taking away rushing lanes and shedding blocks and making tackles. Not necessarily tackles for loss, but just not like 1 or 2 yard gains that aren't positive plays. I mean, obviously 1 or 2 yard gains are positive plays, but they're not, you know, 4 or 5 yards to put you in favorable down and distances. I mean, they're very good at keeping you in those second and nines and third and seven, those, you know, unfavorable down and distances. So we got to be good up front to make sure that we can, you know, get ourselves in good position and move the chains every series.